El domingo, claro.
Chazor Baruch Soas, the Beit Yosef says, when we have this, like you know, this Shabbat Sunday is Rosh Chodesh, Tammuz. Im shnei yamim hem Rosh Chodesh, Yom Shabbat Yom Rishon, maftirim b'Shabbat, haftarat Rosh Chodesh, hashamayim kis'i. And we learn that we don't mention Rosh Chodesh in the bracha. ובסיומה רואים פסוק ראשון ופסוק אחרון מהפטרת ויאמר ליונתן מחר חודש. And so since Sunday is also Rosh Chodesh, to remind everybody, we said the first and last פסוקים of הפטרת ויאמר ליונתן מחר חודש. And Shabbat וראש חודש תבט. There are two Shabbatot in a year that you could have three Sifrei Torah. One is Shabbat and Rosh Chodesh Tevet. Rosh Chodesh Tevet shechal b'Shabbat mikeivan she'elu gam yemei Chanukah. So we have Shabbat, we have Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah. Motzi'im shelosha Sifrei Torah. So we take out three Sifrei Torah. Ba'sefer harishon goreim shisha b'parashat HaShavua. Parashat Peretz. So the first Sefer Torah, we read the parasha, which is Bechetz. Ve'en omrim kaddish b'gmar ha'geri'ah. So then, if we have only six aliyot, right, you don't make kaddish, because kaddish is always said after you finish the number of the aliyot of the day. So therefore, but see, by us, usually we give musifi. So since we have musifi, so then we are going to have the number of aliyot. So then we would say Kaddish on the first Sefer. But if they don't give Musafi, so on the parasha of the week, it's only six aliyot. So that's why no Kaddish. Right? So, and then Bigmar HaGeri'ah B'Sefer HaSheni Goreh HaShivi U'Bahim HaShivi U'Barashuchot Shechem of Rosh Chodesh V'Omer Kaddish. So obviously now, even after the ones that didn't make Kaddish in the first one, here they're going to make Kaddish because they completed the number of the aliyot. ובספר השלישי בורא המפטיר קריאת חנוכה ואומר קדיש ומפטירים בהפטרת חנוכה רוני ושמחי בציון ובסיום ההפטרה בוראים פסוק ראשון ואחרון מהפטרת ראש חודש השמיים כסאי. Because always, right, the Rosh Chodesh of Tevet, it's 2 days, as we said. So this thing that we said, we do not make, don't say Kaddish in the first Sefer, it's, as we said, it's only if they just did six Aliyot. But if there is Musafi, so then we are going to have, exceptionally, three Kaddishim on each Sefer Torah. But again, on the first one, only if they give Musafi, otherwise, right. Otherwise, there is no Kaddish on the first Sefer. Shabbat v'Rosh Chodesh Adar. Rosh Chodesh Adar shechal b'Shabbat. Right. If Rosh Chodesh Adar it's on Shabbat. Again, we have Shlosha Sifrei Torah. On the first one, again we have six from the Parashat HaShavua. Second one, Rosh Chodesh v'Yom HaShabbat v'Rosh Chodesh Shechem. And the third one, Parashat Shegalim. And Haftarah is Haftarah of Shegalim. Right, vayichrot Yehoyada. And at the conclusion, ובסיומה גורעים פסוק ראשון ואחרון, מה הפטרת ראש חודש השמיים, כסאי. So this clarifies the עניין of ראש חודש and the הפטרות that are said with the number of קדישים. We said yesterday, how come tomorrow בעזרת השם מוסף זה תיקנת שבת, רצית גורבנותיה. What, only the Korbanot of Shabbat are Ratzui by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So we said, one thing is, right, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we said, what is by Shabbat, we say Ratzita Korbanotah, because on Shabbat, they would bring, they bring only Ola. Other times, they bring also, right, Korbanot for Chataim. So this is, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have rather not to bring the Korbanot. Don't do Chataim, don't bring Korbanot. So this is one reason, Tikkat Shabbat, Ratzita Gorbanoteha. Another reason it's brought, mentioned from Balit, that Zerinim Balit Tosafot. Shekol Gorban Chayav She'avor Alav Shabbat Miyom Shenolad. That an animal that you bring for Gorban, right, it should pass a Shabbat on it. Because the Torah says, Yom HaShemini V'Halah Yeratzel Gorban. You cannot bring a newborn animal as a sacrifice, as a korban. You need 8 days to pass. Right? And then, en shmona yamim belo Shabbat. If you have to wait, the Torah says, right, you have to wait 8 days, you bring the korban, so for sure, you're going to have a Shabbat. Mipnei shebe Shabbat yesh kedusha miyuchedet. Ksha korban over et yom ha-Shabbat, keshu chai, hu mekabel et berutei Shabbat. The reason why we ate 8 days, the Torah says, to bring a korban from an animal, because when Shabbat comes, it's not only us get neshama yetera. The animal also gets, not neshama yetera, but whatever, nefesh. Kesha korban overet yom ha-Shabbat, kesho chai, hu mekabelet ota kedusha shel Shabbat, v'az hu merutze l'korban. So then this korban is going to be merutze. And that's why it says Tikanta Shabbat Ratzita Gorbanoteha, right? So therefore, right, Nimtza Shegam Gorbanot Shel Moadim Rosh Chodesh Einam LeRatzon Ela Arida Shabbat, because they passing Shabbat, right? Because the Gorban is going to be 8 days. V'chen Muva B'Tosafta Al Torah B'Shem Midrash She'en Gorban Ratzui Ad She'avar Rabim Shabbat. This is the Tosafta also says this is the reason the Torah says don't bring a sacrifice, a newborn animal, till 8 days. That Shabbat brings it to some kind of completion to make it more ratzui. B'dargah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ribi Chananya ben Arashi Omer Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lezakot Et Yisrael Lefichach Hirba Lahem Torah.